This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Did you like that? We thought we'd make it a little theatrical today. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Wednesday, the 24th of February. My name is Audrey Raj, the one who made the mistake earlier. And with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today.
We can't wait to go to the cinemas.
Yes, we can. And, you know, we're going to be talking about going to the movies today. On the show today, we are asking you, would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened, but with strict SOPs? Why or why not? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio. Now, we are talking about this today because, you know, there have been pleas and cries and requests, you know, to have cinemas reopen again because, you know, the cinema chain in the country are really suffering, having been closed for so long, for most part of the last year, right? Mm-hmm. Also on the show today, we'll be talking about, you know, if you're not going to the cinema, obviously you're watching more movies at home, and if you're streaming these movies and not doing it legitimately, you could be in trouble. So we've got a story about that as well. And we're going to end the show with some good news about how live music is making a comeback in New York. So that's the gist of it. But yeah, we're talking about going to the movies today because as more and more economic sectors are being allowed to reopen under strict conditions, one segment still remains completely closed to the public, and that is our cinemas. Now, cinemas like TGV and GSC have mostly closed for nearly a year, like I mentioned earlier, with nothing to show, you know, in terms of profit. Now, local film exhibitors and cinema operators are urging the government to reconsider the opening of cinema, saying they won't be able to survive the closure much longer.
Right. So the Malaysian Association of Film Exhibitors, or MAFE, MAF, I suppose, released a press statement as a way to get their points across. Hashtag reopen cinemas is also trending online as a way to highlight what they're saying is unfair treatment towards the local cinema industry. So according to the news release, despite the reopening of several economic sectors, including non-essential services like spas, gyms, casinos and recreational fishing, cinemas are still forced to remain closed throughout the MCO, which is now expected to continue until 4th of March 2021. Meanwhile, neighbouring countries like Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, Korea and Japan cinemas have been allowed to operate, and India has also reopened cinemas at 100% capacity.
Imagine that.
Dicey. Okay, anyway.
Now, the Malaysian cinema industry has already lost up to 90% of revenue year on year and more than 500 million ringgit in total losses incurred in the year 2020 alone. In previous years, the industry has collectively contributed about more than a billion ringgit, you know, in income and over 250 million ringgit in entertainment tax duties to the country.
Right. And it's, you know, we're just talking about the, you know, cinema goers, right? If you're talking about local film and all that, that's, I'm sure, another...
A different, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, actors, actresses, the support
and
staff.
And how they've been impacted,
right?
Yeah.
So Malaysian cinemas have been partially or fully closed for nearly a year since the first MCO in March 2020. This has resulted in countless job losses, as I said, permanent closures of cinema locations and a significant downsizing of operations for all exhibitors across the board. Some cinema employees have even received extensive pay cuts of up to 70%.
Yeah.
What do you live on?
Exactly. Now, the biggest loss, however, has been the exit of the country's third largest exhibitor, which is MBO Cinemas, which was forced into voluntary liquidation. In totality, over 25% of cinema screens all over the country have been permanently shuttered because of the long-term closures.
Right. So MAF says this is turning into a financial catastrophe that could affect thousands of jobs across a larger supply chain, including smaller organizations in manufacturing, logistics, cleaning, F&B and retail, among others. So the collapse of the cinema industry is also estimated to impact the livelihoods of the larger local Malay film industries, I'm saying, where over 20,000 Malaysians are employed in filmmaking and production, creators, distribution, talent, and much, much more.
Much, much more. Mm. Now, a MAFE, or we were calling it MAFE for the longest time, but it's actually pronounced, I just learned today, MAFE, has made several appeals for assistance to the government, you know, mainly for exemption or reduction of entertainment taxes for exhibitors via the MKN, Majlis Keselamatan Negara, MOF, the Finance Ministry, and of course, MCMC, the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission. Now, although 200 125 million ringgit was allocated to fund and support the arts, culture and entertainment. Now, this is back in June 2020. This allocation did not include cinemas. The 2021 budget then allocated 100 million as a booster for the creative industry, but cinemas were once again exempted from this aid. And to date, cinema operators have not yet obtained any form of financial or stimulus packages from the total, what it was like 300 plus million that has been set aside for the creative industry by the government. So they're making it very clear that the cinema industry cannot sustain closure for much longer and it will undoubtedly collapse.
Okay, so the news release also makes a point that cinemas are the safest form of out-of-home entertainment because of stringent SOPs. No COVID-19 clusters have ever been discovered to have originated from cinema. You know, because there is separation,
yes,
right? This is supported by a study conducted by the Celluloid Junkie in October 2020 that says no COVID-19 clusters have ever been traced back to cinemas on the global level as well.
So each hall's capacity right now has been reduced to less than 50% because you've got to make the spaces in between, right? Meaning little to no physical...
Unlike India.
Meaning little to no physical contact amongst patrons. Mafi is also urging authorities to let the families from the same household sit together side by side with a single seat gap between every two seats, you know, which is currently in practice in cinemas in Singapore where infections remain low. Now, this is in line with SOPs for dining, which does not enforce a limit on the number of people if they are seated 1 meter apart from each other. So ultimately, what they are asking for and strongly urging for the government to do is just to reconsider the opening of cinemas because these guys are bleeding. And we've already had one who's taken the hit, MBO Cinemas, taken the hit already.
Right.
What's going to happen to TGV and GSC if this, you know, if we keep this going for much longer?
Right. You know, and of course, let us know what you think about this. Yeah.
Would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Why or why not? Do you miss it? Do you still not think it's safe? Would you go just to support our exhibitor chains in the country? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll speak to someone who can, you know, help us dive a little deeper into this issue. But for now, here's AC/DC with Fire Your Guns. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're talking about going to the movies again. Mm. Would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Why or why not? The numbers to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. Participate in our poll. Our handle is at BFM Radio.
All right. So when we're looking at the polls right now on Twitter, yes, I miss it at 38.5%, trailing very closely, 37%. No, still not safe. Maybe once to support at 21.9% and others 2.6%. Why?
Yeah, looking at Instagram, we have 66% who say yes, they're ready to go back, 34% who say no. Now, we're talking about this, of course, because, you know, as more and more economic sectors have been allowed to reopen, of course, under strict SOPs, cinemas are still completely closed to the public,
right,
and they are bleeding. They've had nothing to show for profit for a good year, and we've had already one player in Malaysia take a hit, MBO Cinemas, and the others are struggling, and they're pleading, requesting to the government, strongly urging the government to let them open their doors to patrons again. Now we have with us right now Ko Mei Lee, who is the CEO of GSC and also the Mafi spokesperson, and we thought, you know, we'd get her thoughts on and get a deep dive into what's really happening. So Meili, thank you for taking the time to join us. And now, I'm sure local cinemas have appealed to the government to allow cinemas to reopen. What has been the feedback so far? You know, and in terms of SOPs, what exactly is keeping cinemas closed while everything else and everyone else seems to be opening up and being up and running?
And that's a question that we have been asking the government, right? Because we actually see a big discrepancy in terms of the businesses that have been open, right? Which we believe are more at risk of catching COVID-19 than the cinemas. So far, our response has been that, well, the cinemas are non-essential and it is in an enclosed environment for 2 hours, right? But then on the other hand, you see a lot of businesses like gyms and even dining and all that that's allowed to open. See, the very nature of movie going, you go into a cinema, you are required to have a mask on, right? Mm-hmm. You have gap seating, which means that the hall is 50% capacity, yeah? And you are absorbed in the movie. There's no mingling or there's no really chatting or anything. So it is relatively, I mean, I would say it is very, very safe. On top of that, I don't think any other SOPs, right, where every screening, after every screening, the halls are sanitized, yeah? And we clean our common areas. In the SOP, we have to clean 3 to 4 times a day, right, on top of all the other SOPs, right? So we have MAFEE. We have been appealing to the government since middle of 2020, firstly seeking for some sort of subsidy and support during this difficult time. And there were, I think, 2 now, totaling about 325 million subsidy on funds that's allocated to the creative industry. Mm. But unfortunately, the cinemas is not one of them, right? On top of that, we've been appealing to open, and to date, we are still closed, right? We have been given the approval to open in the green zone, which essentially means only a cinema that we have in Kedah that's open, a cinema in Ala Manda that's open. Mm. But how can we open the cinemas with only 2, right? And which distributor would want to distribute movies to us if there's only 2 that's open? So this is very difficult. And you asked the question, we have asked the question, we see all the other businesses opening and we're questioning why. There's no cluster or infection that can be traced back to the cinemas. So what is that telling us? That we have all the SOPs and the very nature of the movie going is safe. Mm. Yeah, and it's a form of escapism during these trying times.
Right. Mainly, the press release by MAFEE says that if cinemas aren't allowed to open soon, the local cinema industry will collapse. So how long more can cinemas sustain the closure before it collapses?
Okay. Well, to put in perspective, the industry has been closed fully or partially since the first lockdown now to about a year, right? And during this time, we've had 0 to minimal revenue. And our revenue in 2020 is only 10% of what it was in 2019. Yeah? But cinemas still have to continue paying the rental. They still have to continue paying staff and maintenance costs. We go back to the cinemas every 2 days to maintain the cinemas, because if you don't, you have all your AV equipment, mm-hmm. right? And like some of the pictures that you've seen before of other exhibitors where you've had moldy chairs. Mm. So we can't. We still need to continue with the maintenance. Yeah? And 25% of the cinemas in Malaysia, we have more than 1,000 screens, have already been closed. And if the seriousness of the industry is not highlighted from the closure of the 25%, the biggest one would surely be the third largest cinema chain in the country, which is MBO, is currently in voluntary creditors liquidation. How long do you think we can stay closed, right? We've lost 500 million. Collectively, the cinema industry have lost 500 million in 2020, right? Which is about 1.4 million per day. And that's why we have been, you know, appealing to the government to look at us. You know, we are dying. We've exhausted. If you've exhausted all your cash, you've exhausted all your bank loans, you know, it would be very difficult for the cinemas to survive through this year. But throughout this year, you will progressively see more and more closures if the cinemas are not allowed to open.
Right.
1.4 million a day.
Right. Now, in terms of the ripple effect, mainly job loss along the entire supply chain, what kind of numbers are we looking at?
You know, this if we are forced to shut down, right, I must stress that this is not affecting only the livelihood of employees of the cinema, but the whole supply chain, right, of the cinema from end to end. And a lot of these are SMEs, F&B, manufacturing, logistics, cleaning, and retail, right? And without the cinemas, the larger local Malay film industry, which has been doing really well pre-pandemic, right? In 2019, the top three animation movies crossed more than 20 million ringgit, you know, equivalent to a Hollywood blockbuster. All this will also, they will not have a, if the cinemas collapse, they will not have a platform to show their movies. So all this will be impacted. So the cinema chain, right, together with all the filmmaking, production, creative, distribution, all would, as an estimate, would be 20,000, at least 20,000 jobs would be lost, okay? So how many members? You times five in a family, so 100,000 will be affected, right? And that's just an estimate, and this is just only within the creative. What about the whole supply chain?
Right. Now, in terms of revenue to the country, what does it mean to have a weak in the entertainment industry with no cinema?
Well, over the last 5 years, the cinema industry, we have actually grown significantly. All the exhibitors have actually been invested, have been investing heavily in building new cinemas. And we have about 1,200 screens now, right? And with the pandemic, this is very, very costly for us. The cinema industry collectively contributed about more than 1 billion, I think 1.08 billion in income, right? Mm-hmm. And we have contributed 200 million in entertainment tax to the various states. And that's excluding the corporate tax that the government gets as well. So the local film industry will also be impacted if the cinemas are gone. And for 2019, right, like I mentioned earlier, they have been doing very well. And the cinema, the local cinema industry, local content has been picking up and churning out very, very good movies, right? They would have contributed about 100 million of box office from the local content. Yeah, that will also be gone.
Right. Now, in the event that cinemas are allowed to reopen again, there's the other problem of not having anything to screen, except for Godzilla versus Kong in March last year, right? So, was it this year?
Coming up.
Okay, obviously, we're not watching Godzilla versus Kong. How do you plan to drive foot traffic once you're open?
In early March, 4th of March, we have a Disney movie called Raya and the Dragon. Yeah, due to be released, I think in North America, straight simultaneously into VOD as well as into the cinemas, right? Before the end of March, and we have Godzilla. We also have quite a number of independent and alternative content from our own distribution arm, GSC Movies, and these are mainly sourced from Korea, Japan, China, you know, movies like Doraemon, Demon Slayer, which did really, really well in Japan, breaking all box office record. And we have quite a few that has been actually postponed because of the pandemic. So if we are allowed to open, we will have some Hollywood blockbusters, and we will also have some of this alternative content, right? And the good news is, New York City has just announced that they will be opening their cinemas on the 5th of March. And as other key cities in North America, like LA and San Francisco, once these key cities open, I think we are likely to see more of Hollywood movies. Yeah, you know, people have been back at home watching all their movies on the small screen. I think the cinema chain, all of us will really need to promote and reintroduce movie going to the audience. We are planning a campaign together, a nationwide marketing campaign to attract people to come back to the cinemas. And cinema going is, I would say, it's a habit forming. Once you go to the cinema and then you enjoy the big screen experience, you will automatically come back. And before that happens, I think before the traffic comes to where we want them to be, we have rented our halls where we have limited content. We've rented our halls for video gaming, which was actually picking up and was quite popular before we were told to shut down. We have personal and corporate events. We even offered like lifestyle entertainment. But we understand also about the reservation that people may have going to the cinemas. And so we started this promotion where you know, for 20, if you book 20 tickets, you can book the whole hall and feel safe watching the movie with your friends and family. So all that we have done during the period when we were allowed to open, but we have limited content. So if that is the case, I think we can continue doing that. But I have no concerns that about titles. You know, my main concern is that please allow us to open. Once we allow us to open, we will be able to find the titles.
Right. Interesting, repurposing the cinema halls for other things, right? Mm. Last question, Mei Li. Once cinemas are open again, realistically, how long will it take to recoup losses and get to a comfortable financial stand again, especially if you're not allowing full capacity seating?
Okay, since this is the last question, I'm going to have a very positive outlook, right? Actually, it's a positive outlook. Mm. From what we have seen regionally, the cinemas... When cinemas are reopened and the pandemic is under control, the response has been overwhelming. You know, like in China, the local content, the Chinese New Year movie called Detective Chinatown 3 broke all records. And during the first 6 days of opening, during the Chinese New Year celebration, they recorded 7.8 billion yuan in collection, which is 1.2 billion US dollar, right? I mean, this is more than 30% increase than what it was in 2019 during the peak. And you see in Japan, when Demon Slayer was shown in October, right, that became the number one movie of all time for Japan. So we expect the cinema industry, you know, depending on all the titles that's coming up, optimistically in the third to the fourth quarter of this year. And in fact, the rollout of that vaccine, not only in Malaysia, that's today, but the rollout globally will help to accelerate the recovery of the business. And we hope that when we open very quickly, we can go back to full capacity, and this 50% capacity will not be for long, and we can go back to return to normalcy, hopefully sometime in 2022. Actually, I believe in 2022, we will go back to normalcy, and when we do that, then at least we can start some meaningful recovery.
Right, fingers crossed on that. Thank you so much, Mei Li. That was Ko Mei Li, CEO of GSC, and of course, the Mafi spokesperson as well. Now, we are asking you on the show today, would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Why or why not? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, if you're not going to the cinema and you're streaming movies at home on the small screen and you're not really doing it legitimately, you're going to want to dial up the volume for the next story that we're about to cover. But for now, here's Stevie Ray Vaughan with The House is Rockin'. This is Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.